CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 26th of March 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB elections, RSGB membership and communications, coronation, regional secondary locator. If you are an RSGB member, don't forget to vote for the two candidates that you would like to see as board directors for the next 2 years. You can find out more about each of them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/candidates. And then there's a link at the top and the bottom of the page to cast your vote. Read their personal statements, watch the videos, and see if their background, skills, and aspirations match your view of what the society needs. The decision about who to vote for is entirely yours, but please do vote. It only takes a few minutes and will help to ensure that the RSGB board reflects your views. As the RSGB continues to expand the use of its new membership and management systems, it will make greater use of electronic communications to advise members of important changes to their fees, benefits, and offers, as well as to send notifications for important publications and events. If you're an RSGB member, please remember to keep your preferences and personal information up to date, including your call sign and email address, by logging into the Society's membership portal via rsgb.org/members or by contacting membership at rsgb.org.uk. As part of our coronation celebration activities, Ofcom has approved R, Romeo, as the optional coronation regional secondary locator prefix for all UK radio amateurs to use during May and June 2023. You will need to apply for a Notice of Variation, NOV, and the form is now available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/NovemberOscarVictor. A group of radio amateurs in Jersey will be using special event call sign Golf Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie Juliet as part of the coronation celebrations. An opportunity exists for groups in each of the UK nations who have a regional secondary locator and the Crown dependencies to apply for similar special event call signs. Applications for special event call signs can be made through the Ofcom web portal as usual. Using the same format as the Jersey special event station call sign, applicants might consider the following if they are available: Scotland, GB3KCM, Wales, GB3KCW, Northern Ireland, GB3KCI, Guernsey, GB3KCU, and the Isle of Man, GB3KCD. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 summer programme begins on Monday the 15th of May when Jack Purdom, W8TEE, and Al Peter, AC8GY, will talk about the T41EP ALPS, a high-performance CW decoder. Jack and Al collaborated to build the T41EP, a 7-band, 20-watt CW and SSB SDR transceiver, but this presentation is chiefly about how they developed the high-performance CW decoder. The two were awarded the RSGB's Bennett Prize in 2021 for their article on their double-double magnetic loop antenna article in the February 2020 issue of Radcom. Full details of all the webinars in the summer program are on our website. There's some great topics, so take a look and put the dates in your diary. go to rsgb.org/webinars to find out more. If you're an RSGB member who is interested in online webinars and events, don't miss out. Log in to the RSGB members portal, choose the Preferences tab, and click the Online Events option. The RSGB will be using this mailing list in future to send out details of forthcoming online events, for example, the packed program of Tonight at 8 live webinars that are booked until July. Go to rsgb.org/members. Now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday, the 2nd of April. The venue will be Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 58 Alpha Lima. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk or visit www.hackgreen.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP convention will take place on Saturday, the 15th of April, at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, postcode Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information visit yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or contact qrp@yeovil-arc.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, postcode Charlie Bravo 226 Romeo November. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Admission is £3. The rally will feature talking, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSGB bookstore and free car parking. For more information contact Lawrence M0LCM on 07 941 972 724 or email rally2023@cambridgerepeaters.net or see the cambridgerepeaters.net website. And the Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale will also take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy, Devon, postcode Echo X-ray 227 Foxtrot Alpha. There will be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. For more details, contact the club secretary, Ken, G7VJA, via email on mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk or visit the mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk website. Now the special event news. In celebration of the 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China on the 1st of July 1997, Hong Kong licensed radio amateurs are granted the use of special prefix Victor Romeo 25 until the 30th of June 2023. The VR2 Contest Club and the Hong Kong Amateur Radio Transmitting Society will be using Victor Romeo 25 Charlie Charlie and Victor Romeo 25 Hotel Kilo, respectively. Yankee Romeo 1400 Victor Tango. It's a special call sign that members of the Radio Club YO6KGS will be using until the 30th of June 2023 to popularize the newly inaugurated Via Transylvanica, a long-distance trail used for hiking, cycling and horse riding that crosses Romania. For more information, can be found on QRZ.com, QSL via EQSL. 9 Alpha 66 Alpha Alpha is a special call sign that Tom 9A2AA will be using throughout 2023 to mark his 66th year in amateur radio. Q QSL via Tom's home call. Neville, G3RFS, will be active as 6 Yankee 5, Foxtrot Sierra, from Jamaica, NA097, until the 29th of March. He will operate mainly using CW and some SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via G4BWP. Rich, PA0RRS, will be active as 9 Mike 2, Mike Romeo Sierra, from Penang Island, AS015, West Malaysia, until the 29th of March. He will operate using CW most of the time, but will also use RITI FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 10 meter bands. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, but also via Logbook of the World or via PA0RRS. Billy, ON4AVT, will be active as 6 Whiskey 7 / Oscar November 4 Alpha Victor Tango from Wairang, Senegal, until the 31st of March. He usually operates using FT8 with some SSB and CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands, and he'll be available on the QO100 satellite. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, or via his home call. Lars, SM6NT, will be active as Hotel Sierra Zero, Zulu Mike Echo, from Hua Hin, Thailand, until the 2nd of April 2023. He will operate mainly CW on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via SM6NT. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th of March and ends at 23:59 UTC today. SSB, 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, exchange signal report and serial number. On Monday the 27th of March, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 28th of March, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 29th of March, the UK and Ireland Contest Club Contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. On Saturday the 1st of April, the FT4 International Activity Day runs from 0800 to 2000 UTC using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. The SPDX contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 1st of April and runs until 1500 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of April, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. And finally, on Sunday the 2nd of April, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2023. The solar flux index dipped a little last week, down to 148, but it didn't last long and was back up to 159 by Thursday the 23rd. We were free of major solar flares, with only one Mike class flare occurring on the 20th. Geomagnetic conditions were mainly settled as well, but that could change this weekend thanks to a large coronal hole. The massive coronal hole on the Sun became Earth-facing on Thursday. Coronal hole is an area on the Earth's surface with open magnetic field lines which allows plasma to flow out. They appear dark when photographed in the extreme UV light. Although the bulk of the hole is south of the Sun's equator, a long finger reaches out to the equator, which makes it a potential threat to Earth. All eyes will be on the KP index over the weekend as we expect it to increase, possibly dramatically, as the solar wind impacts us. Solar wind speeds are likely to be in excess of 600 km a second and continue into the weekend, resulting in isolated G1 storm levels. Keep an eye on solarham.net for updates. We're now at the spring equinox, so it's a prime time for auroral activity. The spring equinox traditionally brings greater solar activity, which results in an increased frequency of auroral displays. It's also a prime time for north-south HF paths, such as the UK to South Africa and the UK to South America. Next week, the US Air Force predicts that the solar flux index will decline slightly to bring it into the range of 130 to 140. Once the weekend's solar storm declines, we may expect a few days of relatively calm geomagnetic conditions before another period of unsettled space weather is predicted for Thursday the 30th and Friday the 31st. This could see the KP index rise to 5 once again. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The overall unsettled nature of the current weather pattern is likely to continue for much of the period through to the end of next week, except for a brief ridge of high pressure crossing the country after the weekend. This might offer the only tropo potential for VHF operators. The rest of the time will probably be beset by bands of rain, showers and at times strong winds, and introduce the prospect of some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. It's a week to focus on fleeting tropo, rain scatter and aurora as modes of choice. As we said earlier, aurora is worth looking out for since the solar conditions are still very disturbed. As usual, good indicators are the KP index values, which ideally should be 5 or greater to get our attention. The meteor shower calendar is still in its quiet period, and with no major showers to look for, it would be best to try your luck with random meteors, which tend to peak just before dawn. The sporadic e-season has not started yet, but is getting closer, say from mid-April on 10 metres, perhaps. For EME operators, moon declination reaches maximum next Tuesday, meaning long moon availability windows. Path losses increase throughout the week, and 144 MHz sky noise starts out moderate, falling to low next weekend. And that's fall from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See Hotel Romeo November .world. News for the Bristol area. On Tuesday, Bristol RSGB Group will be enjoying a talk by Don Field, G3XTT, editor of Practical Wireless Magazine. Contact his Bristol RSGB secretary at bosskernow.com. Boss Kernow is Bravo Oscar Sierra, Kilo Echo Romeo November Oscar Whiskey. And over in Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth, 07-942-834-464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors, and the group has nets on DV3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.gulfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru meets every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 109 Gulf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs, lower sideband, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-Star net on DCS002B from 8 p.m. And further north from Bristol, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is AN2E1GKY01242699595, join the day, or visit www.gulf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.